Morning Truth. This morning, I am going to answer a question. Did Jesus have a tattoo? Ironically, this was a conversation that came up to me about 2 weeks ago, and someone mentioned about Jesus having the Lord of Lords, King of Kings on his thigh. And I'm not one that professes to know everything about the Bible. I know what I know, and I strive always to learn more. And I remembered hearing that, but it wasn't significant enough to me for me to retain it, to be able to regurgitate it when someone brought it to me again. And ironically, a few days later, in a whole different city and town, the conversation came up again, or the question came up again. So that prompted me to study the Word of God, to study biblical culture and ancient times and what all of that was about and what the Bible says about tattooing. Okay, so here we go. In John's vision depicting the Battle of Armageddon, he witnessed Jesus descending from heaven on a white horse, engaging in battle against the forces of evil. In Revelations 19 and 16, it vividly portrays Jesus in his vision as it reads, on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, some individuals have interpreted this verse to suggest that Jesus had a tattoo on his thigh. The response to the question, did Jesus have a tattoo, is unequivocally no. While I could simply leave it at that, it's essential that I dive deeper into why we can confidently assert that Jesus did not bear a tattoo. The reason why we need to address this in detail is because false perspectives tend to magnify other falsehoods, creating a stack of untruths that compromise the truth and lead us down a slippery slope of darkness. Now, let's be clear. Jesus frequently confronted and disregarded religious traditions, but these were the traditions and the practices that did not align with God's ways or did not contribute to the salvation of one's soul. However, we can confidently assert that Jesus did not have a tattoo for three key reasons. The first reason is because if Jesus had a tattoo on his thigh for everyone to see, it would have been considered indecent exposure. In biblical times, for a man or a woman to expose their thigh would have been considered not only inappropriate, but suggestive of a lustful intent and deemed obscene. If Jesus had displayed such offensive exposure, it could now raise another question concerning the standard of behavior for believers and ultimately undermine our confidence in being able to refer to Jesus as the Messiah. The second reason that we can be confident that Jesus did not have a tattoo is when we examine the passage in its entirety from verses 12 through 6. It represents John's description of Jesus vividly. I want you to close your eyes and envision this as I read the highlights of the description of Jesus. The scripture says his eyes are like a flame of fire. On his head are many royal crowns. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. From his mouth comes a sharp sword. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now that you have this picture in your mind of Jesus on a white horse with fiery eyes adorned with many crowns and his robe dipped in blood with a sharp sword protruding out of his mouth, let's be honest. It's not such a pretty picture, is it? If we are truthful, the picturesque description doesn't even look like holiness. I want you to understand that it's crucial that we recognize the symbolism that is prevalent throughout the book of Revelation. The flames of fire symbolizes holiness, echoing the event in Exodus 3 when Moses encountered a burning bush that remained unconsumed. The multitude of crowns signifies Jesus' supreme sovereignty, embodying various crowns such as the crown of life, the crown of nobility, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory, and the crown of jubilee. The sword protruding from his mouth represents the word of God. As Hebrews 4:12 describes the word as quick, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword. We need to consider the cultural context to understand the placement of the inscription of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In ancient times, royalty and those of noble character often had their titles woven into their garments or engraved on their weaponry, particularly the hilt or the scabbard of the sword, which is the sheath which held the sword. Since the scabbard hung from the waist, the inscription would naturally fall on his thigh. Just the mention of the thigh holds profound significance within its own context. For example, in Genesis 24, Abraham's servant swore an oath to find a wife for Isaac by placing his hand under Abraham's thigh. Likewise, in Genesis 47, Joseph swore an oath not to bury Jacob in Egypt by placing his hand under his father's thigh. The inscription King of Kings and Lord of Lords resting on Jesus's thigh symbolized the fulfillment of a divine promise regarding Jesus's return. The third reason that we can be absolutely certain that Jesus did not bear a tattoo, last but certainly not least, Jesus was sinless. Sin is defined as a violation of any divine mandate. If God commands us not to do something and we do it, we have sinned. If God instructs us to do something and we fail to do it, we have sinned. Jesus never violated any commandment or disregarded any divine mandate. His righteousness was unquestionable. The practice of marking oneself wasn't uncommon in biblical times. The practice of marking and cutting oneself was a sign of loyalty to a deity or to the dead, and it was widespread across cultures like Egypt, Samaria, Thais, Ethiopia, and even Britain. These markings served as identifiers, signifying one's allegiance to a particular god, tribe, religion, or cult. And this gives us a little insight into why God boldly states in Leviticus 19:28, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord." This command came directly from God himself, not through human preference. When God gave the instruction and then followed it by saying, "I am Lord," what he was essentially saying is, don't play with me. Now, for you all that grew up with a mother like mine, you can interpret the words, "I am Lord," as being equivalent to saying, "Because I said so." So we can be confident that Jesus obeyed it. It's crucial to remember that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross hinges on his sinless nature. If he were not sinless, that would render the debt that he paid for our sins on the cross as invalid. Our sins could only be atoned by sinless blood. It's evident how even a minor misunderstanding can distort and blaspheme against the doctrine of God. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, the scripture tells us that our bodies are not our own. Any branding, tattooing, or cutting is only permissible when done by God, not self-inflicted. In the story of Cain, God marked him for protection after he killed Abel, possibly a tattoo, not as condemnation, but as a shield from vengeance. Now the question is it acceptable for Christians to get a tattoo? The emphasis on the phrase, "I am the Lord," following the mandate regarding not tattooing or cutting oneself, reminds us to evaluate our actions and our intentions. And I'm sure there are many who could conjure up defenses for getting tattoos. And to those defenses, I say this: I've learned as a minister of God, all that I am charged to do is deliver the pizza of truth. Whether you digest it, pick off the ingredients, throw it away, that's up to you. That is not part of my assignment. However, I would like to ask, is there anything worth defending that God said don't do? Now, should a Christian with tattoos contemplate having them removed? Absolutely not. Instead, utilize the attention and the markings as opportunities to spark conversations that lead you to sharing the gospel. In Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14, the scripture urges believers to press forward towards God's calling in Christ Jesus rather than dwelling on past actions. Never let your past hold you captive or expend unnecessary time and resources, especially on the tattoo removal issue. Seek for God's forgiveness for any misunderstanding of his commandments, and then forgive yourself. Move forward and let your past become a testimony that glorifies God. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit your heart, your mind, and your soul to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you. Can you use me? I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am. Here I am.
Yeah. take my heart.
One time with one great voice tonight.